The AU Peace and Security Council approved a resolution suspending Ivory Coast's membership immediately. Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra said the suspension will remain in effect until President Laurent Gbagbo recognizes the outcome of last month's election and gives up power.
The Peace and Security Council did formally acknowledge that Mr. Alhassane Ouattara is the president-elect of Côte d'Ivoire. At the same time, the council decided to suspend Côte d'Ivoire until such a time when Mr. Alhassane Ouattara, the democratically elected president, will take over effectively.
The AU suspension follows similar action by the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, and a vote by the United Nations Security Council recognizing Mr. Ouattara as the winner. Ivory Coast's Electoral Commission earlier certified Mr. Ouattara's victory, but the Constitutional Council alleged fraud and declared Mr. Gbagbo the winner. AU Peace and Security Commissioner Lamamra cautioned not to expect a quick fix to Ivory Coast's political crisis or an immediate lifting of the suspension. He says ECOWAS and the United Nations are urging African Union Commission Chairman Jean Ping to negotiate an agreement that will lead to long-term stability.
We want to deliver peace and democracy and reconciliation at the same time. So the African Union, as you know, has its own methods of work. It is stemming out of the African culture, the way we bring about peace, reconciliation, understanding. I think you should now just give us some time to work on it.
Lamamra also announced a lifting of all sanctions against Guinea.
We have duly acknowledged that there was a return to constitutional order in Guinea, and therefore sanctions are lifted. No ban on visas, no freeze of a bond back on. All this is behind us.
Lamamra said he expects Guinea to promptly make a troop contribution to AMISOM, the African Union peacekeeping force in Somalia. At the last AU summit, Guinea's interim leaders pledged a troop contribution once the sanctions were lifted. Lamamra noted that Guinea's interim president, General Sekouba Konate, had recently been named to lead efforts to create an African military standby force, and said the contribution to AMISOM will definitely happen. Guinea was suspended from AU membership last year after a military coup following the death of President Lansana Conte. After several delays, a new president, Alpha Conde, was chosen in a runoff election last month. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.